Blog Talk Radio.
When the boss comes calling, you put us down. When the boss comes calling, you stand your ground. When the boss comes calling, don't believe their lies. When the boss comes calling, you'll take it too. When the boss comes calling, don't you tell your soul. When the boss comes calling, we gotta organize. Let them know.
Attempting to black out all activity concerning Operation Wall Street. We will not tolerate censorship or halting of the exchange of information. The only true media that exists from Operation Wall Street actually comes from those who participate in Operation Wall Street. Therefore, we will make sure that the media will be held accountable for their misdeeds in preventing the exchange of free information and preventing any news from circulating from our brave friends who continue to fight against tyranny. Operation Media Blackout will begin against all New York media outlets who have chosen to stray away from the Wall Street occupation. Anonymous encourages those who have an interest in this issue to refrain from purchasing newspapers, watching the news on television or on the internet, except those media outlets that support our cause, such as RT News Network or Alex Jones. We will also encourage those who can't engage media websites as soon as possible through whatever means are available. The time has come to show the media that the people will not be censored or have the truth in any story covered up any longer, especially with Operation Wall Street. We ask anyone who has videos of Operation Wall Street to flood all social media with what they have captured and label is according such as what New York One will not show you or what NBC News has prevented you from seeing. Anonymous will do what it must to let the media know its time has come. We offer video clips from the Wall Street demonstration to you to show what this movement means to the people of this country. Freedom. Have spoken. They have had enough. We have had enough. To those who wish to censor us and silence us, to the media in New York or anywhere else, your time has come. Operation Media Blackout has begun. We are anonymous. We are Legion. We do not forgive. We do not forget. Expect us.
The expected are here. This is Here Be Monsters. We are in solidarity with Occupy Together and Occupy USA, and especially, most especially, Occupy Wall Street. We're going to be here as long as occupation exists to the best of our ability. And we are a protest, a little guy sitting here protesting that what they just spoke of was a media blackout. We're the media open. We are the network. And this is sponsored by, brought to you by, and peopled by, and the mic check here goes to Roundtree7, that's the number 7.com. The mic check. Mic check, Dusty. You got the mic check?
I'm not familiar with your jargon, but yes, darling, I'm here.
That's what they keep saying every time they go to speak at Occupy Wall Street. They say, mic check, mic check.
Yeah, that's a good idea. That's a good idea.
Mic check. So the anonymous message was very important to get across. We're trying to get everyone missives and announcements, and they usually put them up in the form of a video. Everybody's kind of used to the YouTube thing. And so we've got mic check here at Here Be Monsters and an announcement off the top. Tonight, Occupy Philadelphia begins. So all you folks listening, put it out there. Type it up on Facebook, mention it with zest in Twitter, whatever you do to network, get it out there that Occupy Philly is beginning tonight. And go to occupytogether.org to find out just exactly where your city might be putting together an occupation. Now, on Saturday here, and I'm almost done with my intros, just wait a minute, if you will. On Saturday here, we will be broadcasting with Anita Stewart, who is, she's now officially a contributor to the Roundtree7.com solidarity project going on here Be Monsters, because she sits on the Water and Soil Board. She is the Green candidate who won that seat up in the middle of the state of Florida. And Anita Stewart is going to help organize. She's going to be down there putting together the Occupy Tampa. And that's Crackerville, honey. So she's got to, you know, watch how she gets and keep her skirt off the ground and all of that stuff. So Anita will also be taking over the Saturday slot as DJ or host in solidarity for Roundtree 7 and Here Be Monsters for the Occupy, Occupy Tampa. And now that's been announced. I also have a little upcoming. We're also going to have one day a week, hopefully beginning next week, with Jack Jodell of Saturday Afternoon Post coming in and taking over for, he's been for about an hour or so. And then I am also hoping that we have Dusty, who's with me today. Right, Dusty?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, coming in and doing a day or two if she can.
I will.
Okay. And so we're getting it kind of spread out. We're going to hit up our fearless leader and perhaps some of our other writers to come in and take a day, because everybody should want to contribute to the, you know, protest against the MSM here and the media blackout that Anonymous has asked folks to comply with. And I agree 100%, because I agree with Occupy Together. And Occupy Together and Anana about that they aren't about, they are the same thing. So, listening up and agreeing, that's where we're coming from. Also, I wanted to get into this just once. I don't know if anybody's seen the Russia Today, or is it Russian television, RT, do you know? The channel, Dusty? It's RT, the little green box with the black letters.
I've never seen that.
Okay. Well, they put out some pretty good videos. They look like the real thing. They are the real thing. It's just that they actually cover news, and they don't do it from a corporate perspective too often. And they put up, if you go over to anonops.blogspot.com, you will find an excellent video of by them of what is actually going on with the media and this. And what they brought up, I think, is very, very important to say, too, because a lot of the, I don't know, how do you put this, but I'm just going to say the organized left, you know, all those folks like liberal Democrats and progressives that have clubs and such that are looking at this, and most of them are just great people, but, you know, they're not catching it yet, that they're not getting paid attention to. You'd think after that so-and-so in the White House has bent over so many times backwards for the other boys and let it, they'd get the message that they ain't being listened to, don't you think?
Yeah, really. And what's also interesting is NPR, people have been hassling NPR about why they haven't been covering. NPR stands for National Public Radio.
Right.
They said there wasn't enough famous people there, and they're just there wasn't. That was their second excuse. They gave three excuses. One, they didn't have any clear message. Number two, there wasn't any famous people attending. I don't know what they consider Michael Moore. He won an Academy Award for one of his documentaries. And then the third one was that it's not national news because it's just New York City. So, but they are covering it now, supposedly, but that was what the excuse they've been giving all for the last 10 days, why they haven't covered it.
This is the thing that, well, and a lot of people like the left, and by the way, there's been loads of famous people, New Yorkers, so I bet today they're having lunch with Robert De Niro, but the thing is that there has been this consistent overtone of the no clear message thing. And I really hope we get our fearless leader, David, Commander Krell, there to take a day to do this, because he can really speak very clearly to this, concisely, in due detail.
Or him and I can do one together if he wants to do that, if he'd feel more comfortable doing that.
What I want him to do is him and his wife. I asked him and his wife, who are a team.
Oh, good.
On Roundtree 7. I'm slotting this with individual writers in a way, except for Crowell and Morgan, because they're together. But here's the thing: the clarity messaging, and this is where that Russian television video comes in. Very well. And Tricia just in the chat room said the occupation needs better PR. I don't think so. I think we're doing pretty great PR, because I'm just one sliver of a vast, huge pie that just keeps building here or filling out all over.
They've got a whole media. They've got a whole media area, and the media area is filled mostly with alternative media. They said when I was watching Olbermann last night, the first story went live to the scene, or it might have been taped, I don't remember. And they said, no, we have a whole media area, which is always filled with alternative media. It was on before Matt, and then the guy said, and then the corporate media shows up for about 5 seconds, you know, looks around, takes a couple shots, and leaves. You know, they don't talk to anybody, they don't do anything, they don't stick around. So,
here's the reason.
The alternative media is always there.
Here's the reason the corporate media can't stick around. They have been instructed as to what will be used as news and what will not be used as news. And the idea that there is no clear message there, this clarity of message, what's unclear? Is it unclear that Wall Street isn't corrupt? Is that fucking unclear? Is it unclear that the White House is not corrupt? Is that fucking unclear? Did you see
the only thing corporate media has reported
last night? I mean, the
no,
front
I don't read
page
it.
Of the Huffington Post was, the duplicity in the White House over the overseer of the medical the health care bill and his corruption with taking the kickbacks from his old job in pharma. I mean, SCOTUS, is there fucking unclarity there about corporate persona and how corporations can purchase our government? Is there any unclarity? Yeah, I get upset.
The corporate media did report, however, about Inspector Bologna, whatever the hell his name is.
Well, because
they all grabbed that story, and that was a good thing, because New York PD commissioner.
Right.
Yeah, the New York. Well, and if it bleeds, it leads. So Kelly, who's been saying all week that they did nothing wrong, once WAPO and the New York Times and all those started writing articles about Bologna, then Kelly came out yesterday and said, okay, well, we are investigating the incident. After a week of saying, well, not a whole week, but, you know, it's 4 or 5 days of saying that they had done nothing wrong, now because the corporate media has latched on to that part of it, he's finally released a statement that, yes, he's investigating it. We don't know if it's an internal investigation or just a BS investigation by him. We don't know.
But the whole thing comes back around to it bleeds, so it leads. In other words, it's an incident of violence that is a violence that's been done against.
And that's when NPR came down. And that's when all
the
media, corporate media.
The 99 percenters, so explain further what you were talking about there.
Since last weekend when Deputy Inspector Bologna pepper sprayed or maced. I've heard two different versions. Mace is a hell of a lot worse than pepper spray. But anyway, when he sprayed protesters that had been corralled already in their little orange pens and were doing nothing, He intentionally just walked up and sprayed two females, and one of his own officers got the blowback in the face, and that immediately raised, you know, everybody's hackles. All the corporate media broke their ass to get down there as quick as possible and started snatching up everybody's YouTubes and camera video of the event. And from that point, the head of the New York City Police Department, Kelly, kept saying, oh, they didn't do anything wrong, the video's edited, blah, blah, blah. But once the Washington Post and New York Times and the other bigger corporate media outlets started reporting on it and showing video and turning and talking to first-person accounts, then the head of the police department finally said yesterday, yes, we are investigating it. And the inspector has numerous complaints at other gatherings where he inadvertently, for no apparent reason, pepper sprays protesters and
so
you know, he's got a nice long history of it.
We've got the general idea. It's about a violence done to the, so it makes the grade for corporate media. What isn't making the grade for corporate media is the issues which are clear.
Exactly.
Alternative media, which is basically what I was being so angry about. We've got record poverty in the country. We have one of the highest unemployment rates that we've seen in decades, and it's growing. It's growing by the week. I have a caller who's coming in, and this is somebody who has told me they were going to give a call. And I don't know the phone number, so I have to wait until I get them on air. Caller, you're on air.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Is this Mr. Dan? Dan?
Fucking Dane, yes.
Fucking Dane, okay. Yes. How are you today?
I'm all right. Just had some corn on the cob. Feeling good.
That butter sugar corn from upstate New York. I miss that kind of stuff, being on the trucks as you're driving down the road and you could get it and put money in the box. And I miss that.
Yeah, the roadside ones are nice. We grew our own.
There you go. So we're doing our testifying today. What's your opinion? What have you got to tell the world, please?
Well, I just think that the media is afraid to cover Wall Street because they don't want people to protest. They realize that in the past, there was the civil rights protests, and it might have taken a decade, but that was because it was half of the country against half of the country. Right now, it's like 95% of us against 5%, and they're afraid for us to get a foothold because once we do, they're probably going to get their butts kicked.
Yeah, I'd say that's on the agenda. I really would. Dusty, have you got?
Yes.
There's both of us here, so jump in with your then, and Mr. Dane too here.
Well, what I also wanted, because I'm on the West Coast, I'm in Southern California. Saturday, October 1st, the Occupy Los Angeles protest begins, and that's going to be at 10 a.m. in Pershing Square, and they're marching to City Hall. And what they're asking people to do is bring sleeping bags, food, supplies, and friends. And their website is OccupyLosAngeles.org for anybody that's in Southern California and wants to attend. So since that's my neck of the woods, I figure I stay on top of that pretty well because you're on the East Coast, I'm on the West Coast.
Yeah, I'm down in Florida. Takim, where are you?
Right now, Erie, Pennsylvania.
So you're pretty close up there, but it's quite a drive.
Right.
Are you noticing this in your community? Are people in your community talking about this event?
Actually, I'm outside of Erie, so I'm like kind of like in farmland.
Yeah.
And I can't really say that people are talking about it because they're so concerned with just going to work. And there's nothing in the media to prompt them to talk about it. So I get to see maybe 5-10 people a week. I talk to them. Some of them roll their eyes because they're unconcerned.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, I'm sorry. Tomorrow the New York City transit workers are joining Occupy Wall Street. So they've joined the group too, and that's great because think of the thousands and thousands of people they can mobilize. They came out with a statement that they were joining in solidarity, and they were going to join the march tomorrow. So that should hopefully bring out, you know, some media coverage when you got a legitimate organization like the New York City Transit Workers taking part in it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think the International Workers of the World joined, too. At least the Buffalo chapter.
That is a lot. Did anybody see that the airline pilots came yesterday? I guess it was yesterday. And
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, they came and they marched with them the day before, all in uniform, marched with them in solidarity. So it
all
was.
All right.
Yeah, there's a great picture. It's up on Facebook in one of the rooms. I mean, you can find it. I was trying to explain to whoever's moving something. It's too close to the mic.
I'm sorry, that was me. I was taking off my back brace.
That sounds painful.
It was.
Jack Jodell, who is actually very, hesitant to get back onto Facebook because he hates being inundated with all those messages all the time. And I said, but Jack, that's part of the gig. He's like, I thought it was funny anyway. Krellis posted in the chat room the airline pilots were a separate protest. Oh, I did not know. I thought that they actually were joining in
what were they protesting?
I'm not quite sure. I got a link here, but it takes time for it to boot up on the page, and I have to keep my eye on this page. I hope Tricia will clue us in. She's typing, I think, so maybe she'll tell us. But I do know that people are, it's still taking advantage of the attention that is being drawn down to Wall Street and what they are doing. I think it's absolutely wonderful that it had been scheduled quite a while ago, the airlines said, and it was something that they just went through with, I guess. The idea that there are not enough celebrities showing up seems a little bit weird because it just seems. I mean, we've had Cornel West, we've had Michael Moore, we've had Susan Sarandon, we've had Roseanne Barr at the very beginning of everything. There have been rappers, and like I said, I figured De Niro will show up for lunch. You know, he's that kind of guy, isn't he? I don't see where, honestly, the lack of attention is. It's about a corporate message. They're saying, go ahead and use your citizens' media and see how far you get. I think there's a line being drawn in the sand here. And as Mr. Dane said when he came on, it's 95% of the world against a short group who are counting on the greed of who they employ to keep things in check.
That's probably why some of the celebrities haven't shown up, because they eat off of their plate.
Well, this was brought up to me about the the L.A. Yesterday I was with a group of our little very local activists here, and we are, by the way, planning a Saturday sit in the square with our masks on and our signs. So it's, you know, solidarity. We begin with a couple, and you just never know where it's going to go to. Now I lost track of where I was going.
Oh, the L.A. and the Occupy L.A., they were having, the General Assembly had a split between those who wanted to march in the financial district and those that wanted to march on City Hall. And they were saying, well, the whole Occupy Wall Street is about the financial district. The other side was saying, yeah, but we want to do whatever's going to get us the most publicity. So I guess the General Assembly vote came down to, we're going to march on City Hall so that we can attempt to get the most publicity, which goes to Penn's question about PR. You know, now certain groups are thinking, you know, in terms of what's going to get us the widest coverage, and that's evidently what Occupy LA is doing.
Well, you know, the whole thing is it is not being run by, but it is being marshaled and guided a great deal by the already substantial network established by the anonymous group that has, you know, overseen this. And I'm sure there are folks out there that are saying, well, you're on Wall Street. Shouldn't we be addressing, you know, the government side of it? Because there's the first part of what is clear is that the, you know, the financial district or this whole country is corrupt. And it's corrupt because the government branch has allowed it to go corrupt. So I think it's
because
perfect,
of the money in it. Yes, you're right.
Yin yang. I think it's a perfect yin yang. And just for a second here, I'd like to remind folks who are listening and who might take a listen later. I'm hearing that folks are taking you know, a listen in the archives, which really made me smile. Basically, here I want to give out the information though for folks so you can send either socks. Or they need water bottles, you know the non-throwaway kind of water bottles. They need ponchos. But if you want to help people out at Wall Street right now, and always I know they can use money orders or no checks because there's no check cashing. But money orders or cash or gift cards or whatever you would like to send. And you can send it to, and I'm saying all of this rather slow and ambling up to it, so you'll get a piece of paper and a pencil, and you'll write down. You're going to love Brown because it's the UPS store in care of Occupy Wall Street, and that's 118A Fulton Street, number 205, and let's say it again, 118A as in Apple, Fulton Street, and it's number 205. That's New York, New York, and it's 118. And also remember, you can go to several. Go and donate. Together.org is a place you should go just to see where everything else is. Well, we have another caller from New York City. Who's in New York City today calling in?
Did I push the right button?
Yeah, you pushed it.
I pushed the right button. Oh, well, hi. Yeah. Hi. It's Tricia.
Hi, Trish. How are you?
Well, I was typing and listening at the same time, and I have a hard time. But what I was thinking about was what you were saying about, number one, about, I can't remember, do you remember when Congress split right at the end of the debt ceiling bullshit and they were shutting down the airlines? Do you remember?
Yes,
it's
yes,
like they all
yes.
went away, and okay, the airline pilots union got pissed at some bullshit that was going on in Congress. I get lost because there's so much bullshit I can't keep it straight.
That's the app, though. That is very true. That is very
okay.
True.
So I forget what congressional bullshit exactly it was about the pilots union, but that's when they organized the protest. and or the march, the demonstration. I personally don't like to say protest because it makes fighting, and, you know, I'm trying to be, like, good karma about the whole thing, or namaste. I'm trying to put the old namaste on it. But anyhow, they sorry, I went all zen. That's when the pilots went down there, and anyway, they shared their demonstration. They were solidarity for themselves, but so were everything, and it drew at least, it made beautiful pictures. It got more PR, and that was the other thing. I used to work at PR, and so I have some insight, I think, about what NPR was saying. I mean, the radio station. I was at Ogilvy & Media Public Relations, and we handled corporate accounts. And so it was my job to say, to mail out bullshit to the media that says, so what's the little ALAR on the apples? A little dolphin in your tuna. What are you pissed about? Okay, that's the corporate position that I was helping distribute until they went with Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. It was weird. But anyway, the thing is, it's like they're looking for, if Kim Kardashian goes down there, you know, they would go because it's a bunch of little kids with headsets on that have sold into corporate stuff because they're mindless consumers. And that's who's, you know, that's who's doing their PR now. You know,
that's
so
extraordinarily well put. I appreciate that one. I see the light there. Yeah.
You know, and so it's like the advertising and their products and their Prada shoes and their little, you know, their little trendy way of being that costs so much. They're siding with those bastards, showering them with champagne. Okay, it's like these little drops of champagne are like golden piss water, and they're soaking it up from their corporate overlords, most of whom could even be their fucking fathers down there on Wall Street, and I don't mean to get upset, except I hate those fucking bastards down there. I was sorry when the World Trade Center went down, and I felt sorry for the people down in the basement that were making pizza and fighting fires, but nobody liked those bastards anyway. You know, and that's why you get blown the fuck up. You know, you know, and it's really, I mean, really, I mean, it was pitiful the way their wives were getting drunk because, you know, and they were saying, like, well, our Wall Street husbands deserve a stamp, too, so we're going to be pissed about the fireman stamp. And meanwhile, they're sloshing martinis around at cocktail parties and, you know, gallery openings.
Well,
please.
Did you all see what that just made me cry? To look and see that video of all of those guys on that balcony, and
the only thing I can say
about it with the champagne, and just like, you know, let them eat cake,
Well, and it was like, I mean, the only place I can go with that is that Mel Brooks scene in History of the World where the Roman emperors are saying, like, fuck the poor, fuck the poor. Only this is real. This is not Mel Brooks.
No, it isn't Mel Brooks, or else there'd be a guy following me around with a bucket, and I would be saying, you know, it's good to be king.
The
European press is following this. The European corporate press is following this a lot better and a lot closer than the American corporate press. BBC is reporting on it. The Guardian has been on it for at least 3, 4, 5 days now. They've got pieces up almost daily. And I got a comment on my blog today from a guy who says he lives in Denmark, and that they're following it really closely there, and they can't, you know, Denmark's one of the most liberal countries over there.
Yeah.
And that they're following, you know, everything that's happening here, and that they're finding it easy to get information over there, even though our corporate media has a blackout going. So, you know, there are some upsides to the fact that the corporate media is keeping their pie holes shut, but in America, but the European press seems to be pretty avidly covering it. And you know, and that's always a good thing. So, you know, the message is getting out, and it's getting out better than everybody expected, thanks to social media networks and all those know, different types of things, the things we didn't have in the 70s, and, you know, which I'm thankful for we have nowadays. But, you know, when I saw that guy was from Denmark, I'm sorry.
The Danes, that's one place, so when I am traveling and doing workshops, I go to Denmark a lot. I have a lot of clientele, but actually they're my people. I don't think of people as customers. I think of them as people I sort of heal and do the shaman hokey pokey with, type of thing. But the Danes are great folks.
They're following it pretty avidly, they said. You know,
and
so as much as our corporate media is trying to shut them up, it's getting out there.
Yeah, it's not just Lego toys over there and black leather everywhere in the winter. It's really a wonderful place to go. I like Danish people very much. But I find that I like people all over the world, and I understand Central Americans especially, and this should be very very interesting to especially Dusty, you, and Oso, who is in the room. Hello, Oso. And I read a piece, not a piece, but I read tweets last night late when I was shutting my, what do you call it, down, that people in Mexico City are sending themselves tweets back and forth about what's going on, and they're following the hashtag with Occupy Wall Street and the other Occupy, and I said that right, Occupy, on the, oh, wonderful, I like that. I got to write that down, that it's the Occupy, and basically, these folks are watching with great interest because they see in our reach for equality and justice and the ousting of corruption in this country, they see hope in their own sad situation with what they deal with the corruption and the oppression over them, which is, let's face it, these are the folks that are the horrible stories about Mexico right now and the cartels. And Dusty, you and Osa, right? We're talking about, can you remind me of that story? The young people, bloggers?
Oh, I don't know which one you're talking about. I wrote about, Osa and I both wrote about the city down there that everybody was afraid to take the job as head cop, and a female took it. A young female that was in college actually took the job as head law enforcement in a real small city down in Mexico, because everybody who had taken a job had been murdered by the cartel. And this is a really young female that took the job. I think she's since left it, but she kept it for quite a while. The thing about Mexico is they've been oppressed for so long, and NAFTA just made it worse. So, you know, they've just got shit heaped upon shit on top of them. And
story about Nuevo Laredo and the two young people, bloggers, who were blogging against the cartel, and the cartel assassinated them.
Oso probably wrote that.
Yes.
If you could get him to call in and talk about it, it'd be really nice.
it's true. And also, he calls in, but you know what? Got to remember, folks, it's a weekday, and folks are probably, I know that Krell's in the broom closet over at the engineering
firm.
Over
his job, yeah.
And people are walking around going, the boss is in the closet again. Something's up.
Yeah.
But we love the fearless leader for his positive support. Thank you so much. It's got to, you know, everybody is doing what they can. Can you imagine the amount of people who are finding out about little shows like this? And they're wanting to go and see them or listen to them, and they're at work, but everybody works on a computer. And can you imagine all of the headsets that are being used right now that used to didn't be?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Because
that's a good thing.
And people forget too, I think, too easily that corporate also means, you know, when we talk corporate, we are talking the very top of the building. All of the floors dominoing below them are people like thee and me who are trying very hard to, oh, so call back again, your call dropped. They're just like us. They're part of the 99%, and they want things to change quickly. They can't. Who's surviving well? You know what Mona Shaw said today? Now y'all got to ask me, what did Mona Shaw say?
What did she say?
Okay, Mona Shaw says the frog is cooked. Isn't that wonderful or what? I love that the frog is cooked.
That is a good one.
It's been bubbling for a while.
Hi, Oso. Thanks for calling in.
Hi, Dusty. How you guys doing?
Hi, darling.
I was just going to mention briefly, because I'm at work and I'm going to have to get off the line in a few minutes, but I don't know that, you know, the two young people who were blogging against the cartels and were murdered, I don't think, at least last time I checked in the Mexican press, the family still hadn't come forward, because the cartels are so ruthless that they're afraid to come forward and identify their own murdered children, which is a horrible thing. And that's why I tried to write, to at least humanize it, to maybe make it seem that one of the bloggers didn't suffer too much. I kind of tied religion in with it, because that's kind of just the way I do. But
remember the female college student that took the job as the head police officer? She's given the job up already. She's given the job up already, which is sad. But you know, she's got kids and a family, and you know, she was in there for at least a year before she finally stepped down, and at least she stepped down alive. Everybody before was shot to death. So.
Yeah, and there was another young woman, too, who took the job in another part of, I think in Chihuahua, and she was murdered, unfortunately. She was, you know, she did her patrol with armed with a rifle, and apparently she was last seen being dragged from her house. And never showed up again. So it's an awful situation down there. But I was just kind of drawing the parallel with, in some sense, you know, we're freer than them, but we still have to depend upon our own social media to really communicate, because of the fact that the mainstream media ignores us. It makes us bloggers more important.
Yes.
I think it's one of the reasons why Twitter keeps going down, because Twitter keeps getting over capacity really easily lately, I've noticed.
I agree with that.
It has. I've watched it go down a few times, especially in the afternoon when it seems people are commuting and they're using their Twitter feed, because so much of the information about what is going on with the Occupy is flying, not just from American cities and urban areas, but I think it's flying out from, I mean, you know, over there, what they're thinking. Can you imagine what they're thinking in Egypt right now? They're thinking, finally, Americans are starting to get it. You know, I mean, they're thinking all around the world, wow, it's even hit the big giant, you know.
That's exactly what's going on, because I have hundreds of friends in Europe, and the thing that they're most disappointed on in America is that we're supposed to have some kind of control over our government. And we don't assert ourselves at all. We get rolled over and treated like lapdogs, and we let it happen, and we keep letting it happen, and we never stand up for ourselves. And that's why they're disappointed in us.
No, you're true. And the guy from Denmark said that they can't understand how we let a small minority like the Tea Party control our government. That's another thing he said in his comment on my blog, is that they're just totally puzzled about how the Tea Party could be so controlling when there's such a small percentage, not only in America, but a small percentage in Congress. It's ridiculous. You know,
they're an invention of corporate America.
They're corporate America,
I've even heard monarchists or people who not monarchists, but people who have lived close to that, have monarchy in the country and have lived under it, then Europe, there is sort of an understanding that, you know, the corruption and the rank and file. But America, it's like, wait a minute, you guys, and like France, there was a revolution. You have the ability to tell your politicians, but here's the thing. This is all about getting the word out, getting the message out that, no, we really can't tell our politicians because our politicians are bought and paid for, and the public is propagandized so deliberately and so oppressively that for us, we care, so we look for the truth. We need to speak up. It is our day. It is our time. It is our hour. We are supposed to be standing up and say, hey, you people, this ain't right. You know, no matter how many times they shoot you down or call you the conspiracy nuts or say, oh, my goodness, you're one of those terrorists with a mask on, you have to tell them, no, that's not what's going on here. You have to explain. You have to say, you know, no, you can't hang that guy just because this farmer with all the money thinks that he was the rustler. He doesn't know. Due process hasn't gone on, you know?
Yep.
One of the other reasons NPR gave for not covering the occupation of Wall Street was there wasn't enough violence, and which I found sadly hysterical. But, you know, they covered... Yeah, on NPR. That was the third or fourth reason why they didn't cover it. And that kind of brings me to the riots in UK, because those were riots. Those started as protests, but they became riots very quickly. And that's one thing I'm very proud of in Occupy Wall Street, is no matter how much cops like Inspector Baloney try to intimidate them, they have not resorted to, you know, any minutiae of violence. And so that's something that really needs to get out there, too, is, you know, the cops in a lot of us, in some respects, are trying to egg these kids on, and I call them kids only because I'm so old, but they're trying to egg these people on, and they're not taking the bait. So, you know, they've maintained a very peaceful occupation, and because my back's so jacked, I will not be able to attend the one on Saturday in Los Angeles at 10 p.m. in Pershing Square, by the way, but just to get it out there again. But, you know, they're having their general assembly meetings every night down there, so they're working out all their plans right now, all the way up until the last minute in Occupy Los Angeles, because it's on their website, occupylosangeles.org. They put the minutes up there for every meeting they have and everything.
Well, Occupy Together should be a good place for people to go and find it, and now they've got Occupy Portland.
Occupy Philadelphia.
It starts tonight.
Yeah.
That came out late. I wanted people to know because that came out late. And I'll tell you where our Reuters is. It's the Twitter feed with the hashtag Occupy Wall Street. That is exactly where that is. Right now, if you will permit me the moment. Oh, my God. Please permit me the moment. I will do this as quickly as possible, but here are the websites and the cities that are joining the movement. Occupy, this is the Occupy. Chicago, Cincinnati, Cleveland, Columbus, Indiana, I know that's a state, Indianapolis, Kansas City, Michigan State, Minnesota State, Oklahoma City, Omaha, OSU, Stillwater, St. Louis, Tulsa, yay, Tulsa, Wisconsin, Youngstown, Binghamton, Boston, D.C., Hartford, Connecticut, Maine, a state, New Haven, New Jersey, a state, Philadelphia, and that's tonight, Pittsburgh, Providence, Rhode Island, Rochester, Vermont, okay, Arkansas.
And Glenn, there's something started up in San Francisco on California over by the Fed.
that actually has been going on since the third day of Occupy Wall Street, in case anybody didn't know. That's on State Street, right?
I'm not sure. I think they had done a demonstration in California. I was just looking at their website, and that might be where they're at now, State Street. That might be it.
Great. Thank you. There's Arkansas, there's Asheville, there's Atlanta, there's Birmingham, Alabama, there's Charlotte, and that would be North Carolina, Clarksville, Tennessee, Columbus, Georgia, Daytona Beach, Durham, Florence, South Carolina, Greensboro, Jacksonville, Florida, Knoxville, Lexington, Kentucky, Louisville, Memphis, Miami, Mississippi, Nashville, NOLA, New Orleans, Orlando, Richmond, Virginia, Tallahassee, Tampa, Winston-Salem, and this is the Southwest, Albuquerque, Austin, Dallas, Houston, Phoenix, San Antonio, Tucson, Boise, Colorado Springs, Denver, Eugene, that would be Oregon, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, Olympia, Portland, Sacramento, Salt Lake City, San Diego, San Francisco, San Jose, Santa Cruz, Seattle, Spokane, International, Brisbane, Den Hang, I'm not sure where that is. Finland, Frankfurt, Germany, Hamburg, Germany, Manchester, March on the Tory Party Conference, Melbourne, Montreal, Perth, the London Stock Exchange, Toronto Market Exchange, and Vancouver. Does anybody know how much I just read?
God, it's not like 30, at least 30 different places.
That sounds like the world, doesn't it?
Well, it encompasses the world, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. You go to OccupyTogether.org, and you can find it'll take you to where you need to go. There are links. All of those that I was reading off were actually links.
Excellent.
And you can find whatever it is you need to find. Also, be aware that the Occupy websites are being hacked constantly, okay? So rely on Twitter feed and on listening to shows like this, because just as I was reading it, I went to click in to I think it was Occupy Birmingham, and lost the whole site.
Database
error. So they definitely are, you know, kind of. Also, I think you should know that it's probably also the fact that they're being accessed so many times that they may be crashing.
Yeah, exactly. And the other one, Occupy Together, is on Facebook too, isn't it?
It is, and there is one place, and I put it in Roundtree 7, but there is one place you can go on Facebook that has all of the Occupy Together is back up. All of the Occupy sites on Facebook and Twitter and all of the live feeds, it is called Anonymous Global Network, and that's on Facebook. And if you go there, you will find all of the different places that you can find Occupy. The Occupy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I believe that was the word you liked.
Yes, that was it.
Somebody has to remember these things. I'm you know.
Well, you know, Woody always says. Woody says it'll come back around. If it's a good idea, it'll come back around. And see, it just did.
It is.
It did, and it came back around again, and there it is, the Occupy, and it was going on and on and on, just like the drum roll you were talking about when you started this.
Yeah, well, it's amazing to me because I didn't think that the list was going to keep going like that and going like that and going. I mean, lordy, people, I said it, though, today. I said it. It's like they got all the 50 cities, and they certainly do.
Well, you know, to go slightly off topic, we still have, I live in Bakersfield, which is in the south end of the San Joaquin Valley, which is also known as California's version of Redneckistan, and we still have, it's been going on for 10 years now, we still have a weekly peace demonstration on the same corner every freaking Friday, and they've been doing it every Friday for 10 years. So, you know, and these people are out there, yeah, for the war. It's a peace demonstration against the wars. And, you know, when there's, and sometimes there's only 3 people there, sometimes there's 20 people there, but there's always people there every week. And every week they send out the notice, don't forget us, this is the time. It's always on the same corner, you know, and they all have signs. And before I had my back surgery, I was down there, you know, when I could be. But, you know, people anywhere people care. This is gonna, you know, the whole solidarity. It gives people hope. It gives them hope that, hey, you know, there's people doing this in Birmingham, Alabama. Hell, why can't we? You know, so it's a good thing. And I don't care if just 10 people turn out. It's, you know, once the alternative media starts listing, just like Gwen did, every single city that's participating in solidarity with Occupy Wall Street, you know, people are going to sit up and take notice, and it's going to give people, you know, the gumption to get off their ass and actually get out there and do something that we haven't done, you know, in a long, long time. It's been quite a long time. It's one of the last demonstrations that I went to that was of any size was during George Bush's administration, and it was against the Iraq War. And that didn't even cover any of the ones that I used to go to as a kid for the Vietnam War. So, you know, it really, I go all the way back to the Vietnam War as far as having solidarity marches and marches of any magnitude and size. That's just the way I look at it personally because I have such a history on that.
Well, there's also, I would like to get in here too. When you go to OccupyTogether.org, please remember that when you click on another link and you get there and you use that up and you want to go back to OccupyTogether.org, do not use the back button. Retype OccupyTogether.org into your browser so that it comes back up because I guess there's that many people going into it that there's little error glitches. Also, please be aware that if you go to Occupy Together, you can download some badass posters and such. Artwork is available for you to use. You might want to, and I'm just making a suggestion here, but you might want to print out some of these, and they're black and white and red, the colors of the goddess. Don't you love it? They're black and white and red and gray and easily, you know, printed out. And you can put them like we all did during the election, you know, that logo, that Pepsi-Cola logo we all use. You can actually you might want to print a 10 by or 11, but, you know, regular standard size out and stick it in your car window, you know.
Good idea.
Show your solidarity, and some of the stuff that's like the revolution will not be privatized. I like that. Sounds like an OSO thing. You have the right to remain silent and let their money speak for you. 99-1, those are great odds. And then there's the colorful, you know, the deco one that we are the 99%. We will... no longer remain silent and occupied together, and that one says a whole lot. So there's more. you can just go over there and you can download these and create your own little posters or larger posters. Remember, if you download this and put it on a flash drive and take it over to Kinko, I would go to Staples, because you can talk to the people in the media centers over there, and sometimes they'll give you really great deals. And if you tell them that you're doing something for Occupy whatever in your area or for Solidarity and you need a size and you need the best price you can get on it, sometimes you'll find that they'll give you just what you need. Or, and I have a little commercial I am just going to segue into, and I'll bet people know who the commercial is for, but if you do that, you might get what you need.
Well, this is the place you come to get what you need, because you can't always get what you want. But if you come see me, you just might find. You get what you need.
Glenn, I gotta
it's my time for venting, ranting, rambling, bringing you a whole lot of truthiness, now being served with 7% less vitriol. Oh, yes, 7% less, ladies and gentlemen, less vitriol.
And that's just a little reminder that if you're up late at night, you can't sleep, or make a date for it. And thank you, Oso, for being with us today. He's at work, and he had to get off the line with us, but that was a little commercial for our good friend Pinko the Bear, and that's Up Late with Pinko the Bear, the Pinko the Bear Show on Blog Talk Radio. It is from midnight to 2 a.m., and that's Pacific time, so all you Easterners or night owls, this is, I find myself often sitting in my desk chair out here in the dark with the old MacBook opened up, and I'm listening to that wonderful humor, sense of humor. It's kind of like I like to emulate
for you. That's on at 3 a.m., isn't it?
Yeah, it starts.
Oh my God, it's even worse than me.
That's where it starts up. Yeah, I get to watch the sun come up when I listen to him all night. But he's definitely worth it. And we're just doing a shout out because this is part of a drum line. The drum line is that alternative media that we are trying so hard to establish. And we are, I will tell you again, obviously we're a kitchen table production with the dog barking. This is where I say, now it's up to my co-host for a minute while I make the dogs shush. So, Dusty, over to you.
Okay, well, and other websites that you can find information specific to the Wall Street, Occupy Wall Street, is the local independent media there. And if you really want to stay on top of that one, two of the best sites for the local independent media in New York City is thegothamist.com. And the independent is spelled I-N-D like dog, Y-P-E-N-D-E-N-T.org. Those two are, they've constantly got people down there, and they're constantly posting new articles on their websites. So, you know, put your eyeballs there instead of the New York Times. and they've got up-to-the-minute information, too, and they've got good, long articles, and they also have a lot of video, too, because they've also got, they send photographers and videographers down there, too. Of course, the other online sites, I know a lot of people like Twitter. I check in there once in a while, but I prefer reading long articles on these things. Occupy Wall Street, and Street is ST, .org is good. One of the original founding groups, adbusters.org, is also a good place. And anoncentral.tumblr.com is also another really good place to get information and to read good articles. Actually, the anoncentral.tumblr.com is the guy who outed that inspector in New York City that was pepper spraying everybody. And he's one of the few people that got this thing to go national with all the Yahoos and the corporate media, because he actually came out and named the guy.
and his whole history and everything else. So, you know, a shout out to Anon, excuse me, AnonCentralTumblr.com, because he's the guy who outed that cop and his brilliant history at trying to agitate protesters at all different kinds of events over the years in New York City. So,
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and Michael Moore, I think, has been down there twice now to talk to the folks at Occupy Wall Street. The Democracy Central has got an hour-long interview with him, Amy Goodman did, and there's some really, and they also have a transcript of the entire thing. That's what I love about going to democracynow.org, is that you don't have to sit and just watch it. You can also read it, because sometimes the words will hit you a lot more when you're sitting there and reading them, because you'll sit and reread something and go, oh my God, that's brilliant. But since I'm trying to fill time here, since I think one is busy, I'd like to read. Amy asked Michael Moore a specific question that came from Democracy Now! Reader, and he said, what do you think is the next step the protesters need to take to get Washington and Wall Street to listen and make real change? And this is what Michael Moore's response was. They don't need to worry about a next step. It's already happening. It is something that has sort of sprung up. There's no group, organized group, no dues paying, members-only organization behind this. This is literally an uprising of people who have had it, and it has already started to spread across the country in other cities. It will continue to spread. It has to start somewhere. It started here with a few hundred. It will grow, and really already has grown here to a few thousand. And it will be tens of thousands, and then it will be hundreds of thousands of people, because what I was in them the other night, the great thing about that, what they are doing, and great in the sense that their work ahead is not as difficult as other movements in the past. When the women's liberation movement began, when people began protesting against the Vietnam War and for the civil rights movement, he's saying it's a lot easier for people now than it was for those three movements. To continue his quote, at the beginning of those movements, the majority of the country was not with them. They did not believe the basic principles of any of those philosophies. That is not true right now. The majority of Americans are really upset at Wall Street. Millions of Americans have lost their homes or are facing foreclosure right now. 50 million do not have health insurance. 14 million officially are unemployed, and it's probably well up into the 20 million plus range of people that are actually unemployed. So you've already got an army of Americans that are just waiting for somebody to do something, and that something has started. And I just think that's one of the best little quotes I've ever read about the whole thing, about what's going on there and why. So when some of my so-called progressive friends tell me that they don't believe in the movement, and I ask them why, and they say because they don't have a cohesive message, I'm going to start quoting in some of this that I just read to you from Michael Moore.
You know, Dusty, I was looking at that, too. I saw that thing with Amy Goodman, mm-hmm. where Michael Moore was talking. It's Tricia. And, you know, I was struck by that as well. And one of the things that gets me so fired up about, you know, even in some ways, like, just finally realize I am among the 99%. Like, yeah, I am already there, too. Look at what they have done to our children. And that's, I mean, I'm a preschool teacher for 25 years now. And when mm-hmm. I saw the video of that girl on RTV yesterday, I can't remember her name, but she was one of the girls that got pepper sprayed.
Oh, God.
You know, so she was speaking, and she was so young and beautiful. And
I saw
Manny
it. It made me cry, too.
Yeah.
It gives me chills just thinking of it.
And what they've done with the student loan bullshit, the Wall Street people, to our children. And there they are in there, you know. And anyway, I'll get fired up again. But it's, what Manny was saying also the other day about he was down there, you mentioned the Independent, I think he writes for them, and anyway, Manny was saying like 55% of the people in the demographic from 19 to 26 years old are unemployed, and that's like World War II numbers.
Exactly.
And even still they're indentured servants to Sallie Mae with these student loan payments that are
bullshit. It takes them 10 or 15 years to pay them off after they get out of college, if they're lucky.
If they can, even then. And now if they,
yeah,
I mean,
if they can,
like,
find, if they can find a job, you know? Because they got to start paying,
like,
as soon as they get out.
Yeah, and it's like, I owe my soul to the company store, except for the
exactly.
company store is Sallie Mae.
Yeah.
You know, and the bank. And so then, you know, I think of that girl, and then I think of those people with their champagne. And, you know, and I think of my aching back and all of that as well, because I'm not old enough to have been at Vietnam, but I'm old enough to have remembered seeing the body bags coming home with the news every night, what we don't see from Afghanistan. And next
no,
month,
because
is
George
10
Bush
fucking
made sure
years
we didn't.
In Afghanistan. What?
Yeah, I said that's because the first thing George Bush did was outlaw the photography of any of the coffins coming back.
Yeah, and
back,
you guys are out on the corner for 10 years for peace, and that's why they chose the date October 6th for next month this month practically now next week in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so anyway, I just think that.
Ladies,
what they've done to our children. Oh, good. Hi.
I know. You guys are doing such a great job. Thank you. This is allowing me to pour bottles. I really appreciate it. But I love hearing this show like this, and you guys are doing a great job. Thank you so much. But I wanted to say what a wonderful point you bring to bear about the children. And that's just not brought up enough. And the other thing is, please, Dusty, tell folks, give folks information and tell them about what's going to happen in D.C. next week, will you?
Oh, in D.C.? I'm not up to the minute on that, but I will be tomorrow because it is getting so close, so I'm not a good one to ask about that right now because I've been trying to concentrate more on staying on top of all the different groups that are opening up. Plus, I've been adding my 2 cents on the Occupy Los Angeles site because I can't go down there. I still want my voice heard, so I've been pretty active on their blog
okay.
about what they're doing down there. Like I said, that's where I found out that they were in disagreement. There was two camps down there. You know, one camp saying let's go to the financial district, and the other camp saying no, we want to get more press, so we're going to the city hall. And
right.
But that's what happens in a democratic society. Everybody's not going to agree, you know, so they work it out, and they're doing it in the same format that Wall Street is. It's called a general assembly. It's all the decisions are being made by an entire group, you know,
it's the antique method. It's like the village town hall. You know,
and that's what's totally different from the teabaggers, because the teabaggers get their marching orders from the rich guys that, you know, that are funding
their
groups.
Well, who show up
with
the van? I mean, they show up with the van, the teabaggers. You know, it's like Michelle Bachmann's tent at whatever it was with the fucking petting zoo to feed the teabaggers, and you know, like they bought their votes back in the day when they were. You know, because I always just say that these are the same bastards that would not sign the original Constitution until there was the Three-Fifths Law and slavery was protected. Because it's still the same owners and it's still the same sons of bitches that are doing mountaintop removal. And oh, and that reminds me about Dennis Traynor though. And on October 6th, because I saw him last week. At the benefit for October 6th down, and Lee Camp was there. These are stand-up comedians, but do you know about Lee Camp? He was with those people that when Reverend Billy were at Lincoln Center, and they showed a film about the Koch brothers on the side of the American Ballet Theater, and then Lee Camp, I think it was Lee. Anyway, well, Reverend Billy was there. There was this great movie by Uncloak the Expose the Kochs, and I think the 98% were involved, and the yes men were there. And anyway, you know, Reverend Billy was leading a marching band in this spectacle in the plaza and at Lincoln Center there, and some other guys climbed up on a ladder and made this big sticker that said, "I am the Tea Party's wallet," and stuck it over David Koch's name.
Ooh.
And so anyway, so he's been, even George Carlin's niece, I think, has said that Lee Camp carries George Carlin's torch.
All
and
right.
And so he has these, he's great, he's great. And I'm sure he's been down, actually he's been down on Wall Street a lot, but he's going to D.C. And so Dennis Traynor is making a documentary. He's nocurefortha.org. And he's been making videos for a long time. So he is making sure if the revolution is not televised in Washington, D.C. next week, it will at least be on YouTube with, you know, he raised some money to make a real film. So if they're not getting a clear message from Wall Street, they will make sure, because Lee Camp is good. And anyway, I'm proud to know him and proud to have given him my $20 and put into the thing for the money raising. I don't know about schedules and things on October 6th, because their website has been, I've been having trouble accessing it lately for much the same reason of just people are, you know, so many people are interested in coming. So,
But the website is real easy to remember, and they also have a page on Facebook. But all you have to do is put in October2011.org. You know, it's just real easy. October2011.org.
Yeah,
and
you had Dr. Margaret Flowers too.
Yeah, we had her on. I had her on the show, and I'm trying to get her. You know, but now, of course, they're needing them on several other venues. They're actually booking them now, so it's difficult to get in. But yeah, I think it's really great. Another person to listen to if you see his name on anything that's going to be done as Kevin Z. Is that his name?
Yeah, we're Facebook friends. Kevin Webb, is that his last name?
K-E-V-A-N?
Yeah.
I have to
step away, girls, so you take care of it, and I'll talk to you later, Gwen.
Okay, Dusty, thanks a lot. Appreciate you being here today.
Talk to you later, honey. Bye.
That is Dusty Taylor, and hopefully Dusty will be taking a day or two a week here to carry the torch for our, once again, let me say this. We are Here Be Monster. You're at Here Be Monsters Radio right now, sponsored by Roundtree 7, and that's the number 7.com. And this is part of a drumline protest against MSN Media and also the provision of alternative media for the Occupy Wall Street, Occupy Together, Occupy America, and the rest of the planet, it looks like. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness, I still have New York, New York with me. And wouldn't that be a great song to stick in here?
Oh, well, it's like start spreading the news.
It's the
truth,
isn't
it? The Times is a corporate piece of shit. I won't read it. I'll listen to Gwen. She knows what's going on. No, it's You know, it's just I was listening to. I think Dusty had brought up the New York Times piece that
I
did not read the
job.
Whole thing. Yeah, that I was. But it's like when they were saying what they were doing, I think, is acting like a fashion rag or something, like trying to tell the consumers that the kids are uncool. You know, and so it's uncool to go to Wall Street. So if you don't have anything to do this Friday night because you don't have any money, be sure you don't go down to Wall Street and hang out. because it's not cool to go there. Kim Kardashian isn't there, you know, like whoever. It's like, and I'm not against consumerism. I mean, I shop at Bergdorf's, for Christ's sake, okay? You know, I don't have a problem with consumers.
I love it.
They have the nicest
me
bar.
Me too. When I'm in town, I make it by there. You know, nobody gets me by the lavender, but
you know, but yeah. And besides, they really do have a lovely bar where you can just stop by for cocktails. It's fine. You don't have to. But yeah, it's a lovely spot, Bergdorf. But so I'm not against consumerism.
We are beginning
I'm
to
not
sound like the bourgeoisie, honey.
You know, well, I know. And so, but I mean, that's who I am. And so I think when even we're pissing off, we're so pissed we will stop having cocktails at Bergdorf and go down and, you know, take these kids what they need because you dickwads have been so bad to our children. That this is what we have to, you know, that this is what we have to do, and we've had enough. And so, yeah, I think Michael Moore is right. We've had it. The kids have had it. The cops have had it. You know, they're not the ones that are beating on them, but there's always been cops like that. And the demonstrators are doing a very good job of, you know, being peaceful. Punk Patriot has said, you know, about, you know, he does those little videos, and so he's involved for next week, too, I think. But, Washington, D.C. And anyway, I just...
We really need to be promoting that.
But it's the mindless consumerism that I think that the corporations, you know, have strategically engineered, you know, from just fucking with our kids ever since they've been in school with all those standardized tests, and undermining the ability to think critically. And so you wind up with an idiocracy, like in that movie by, what's his name, Judge. And so people are unable in some cases to make the connection between that they don't have any money and it's these guys on Wall Street that took it. And hopefully through all these efforts to, you know, like each one teach one, tell your neighbor, you know, it's not going to be in the newspaper because the newspaper – for all the reasons we all already know. And so this is how it happened.
Like somewhere down the road, they made some sort of, like, rebel, nonconformist sort of gossamer prototype archetype into the consuming young mind, corporations did. And so now they pay attention to people like, you know, what's her name, Britney Spears and Kim Kardashian and whatnot. I mean, I loved Kurt Russell on you know, in the Disney movies, but he always played the one who challenged authority. You know what I'm saying? I always someone who's wanted to challenge the authority. I've always really, truly wanted to, probably because I always got my ass in trouble. But the point is that kids today have been so, not kids today. Oh,
okay,
God.
Restart.
My
okay.
mother came back. The thing is that it seems like kids have not got the idea that challenging authority is how the world stretches and grows for the good.
They can't get it because the same corporations that have been selling you Afghanistan and making it possible for Dick Cheney to go get the fucking lithium in the hills of Afghanistan, all right, the same media, the same machine has been fucking with the curriculum, limiting civics from the curriculum and teaching it in such a way that...
I had no idea that civics had been taken out until I saw Richard Dreyfuss on The View. No kidding.
Yeah, it's like practically, it's all this stuff started happening with curriculum and standardized testing about the time Ronald Reagan got in office and they went back to basics. And they started in the 80s making these standardized tests a high stakes thing and tied it to teacher salaries. So, and they sold the books, the same guys that published the test sold the textbooks that went along with them. So it was like this corporate clusterfuck of the minds of the kids to prevent critical thinking. Because if you're thinking critically, you're not going to be a middle manager.
And you're not going to be able to see that, okay, well, we have these rights in the Bill of Rights, but they don't really connect to us because they don't get it, because it's a different multiple choice question. And so the correct, you know, I mean, anyway, it's there's a writer named Jonathan Kozol, and also Bell Hooks. You know, there's some – well, and actually Bill Ayers from the Weatherman Underground can speak to that extensively about the manipulation of the American – you know, the education system in America by corporate elites to maintain the status quo where they're on top and you're not, you know.
Hey, listen, that's great stuff. Listen, just one moment. Let me put a little gag in here. Hang on. You got to hear
this.
I would never recommend to any of the hacktivist groups that they organize a nationwide hack the voting machine program to make Lady Gaga the Republican nominee. I would never do that. I'm far too responsible. Sanchez, East Los Angeles. Hey, what's
everything
up?
Is hackable. Is this the real Tom Hartman? Show me your ID, please.
Tom Hartman is encouraging that.
Not ever, not once would I do that.
That was clever. That was clever.
And these guys, they're able to do it. They really are able.
Well, they are. That's what's so impressive. But what I love that you wrote the other day on Roundtree 7, there was an article, you know, that, you know how I get up early. And anyway, I was looking at your article, and it said that we are anonymous. And like in that moment, it clicked to me that, you know, I am part of that. You know, even my bourgeois self and my pajamas connecting, you know, that's part of it. And my mom said years ago, well, my mom said that even though Ronald Reagan took credit for bringing down the Berlin Wall, it was the invention of the fax machine that enabled people on either side to understand that they'd been fucked over. And so by the internet, we're able to do something similar and connect in ways the media, everything has worked to keep us in isolation and despair. And we can overcome that with what we're doing now, what you're doing on the radio, even on Facebook.
Here is the other really, really wonderful thing about the Occupy, and that is that it's all about reestablishing a sense of community. I'll bet David and Oso and the rest of the Roundtree 7 group, just everybody can connect to that who listens to this, because, you know, I know that down here we pay attention to our neighbors and everyone because we have the elements to face with the hurricane through what we call the mean season. And if it comes, you know, people have to depend on one another. And down here, we've learned how to do that. In many parts of the world, they're learning again because, and we'll have to talk about that one day, the elements and all of the dead animals and all of the things that are happening. But don't get me going because the spring corrects it as we sit here. The thing is that we're establishing a brand new, a renewed sense where we're rebuilding communities. And this is a big part of what's going on out there. And if if you confine it to just the young people, that's wrong. 55% of the folks there are young people, and you see a lot of them, but they're not the only ones there. I mean, I saw a lot of elders. I've seen a lot of tape with them in them, people, you know, in their 40s, 50s, 30s, out of work people there. And that's between the 30 and 50 right now in the city.
Well, and that's who's stopping by after work. I mean, I think one of the reasons why the occupation is working so successfully is, there are people from New York there, you know, coming down after work. And Lee Camp can speak to this because that's what he, like, it's like I'm going to send him an email and say you have to talk to Gwen. But anyhow, well, because he knows, and he's been there, and he's brilliant, and he's passionate.
I'd love to have
yeah, he's just so great, and he's like 40, and so he thinks that it's really important for elders to come out. And like Manny said the other day, it's important for people to come out, even if just for an hour or an hour and a half, to come down there and just be there, you know, bring some bread or whatever, and, you know, just be a part of it. And it's starting, you know. And so anyway, but it is everybody. It's like that's what you were saying. It's everybody's part of the 99%. And the marches look great, you know. I think it's great. So
it's doing it's building, and I can't believe it's getting so big. Tomorrow we'll be back again. Our weekday time is going to usually or regularly be between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. I'll do 1 hour at least. Today we've done a little over an hour and a half. I'm getting ready to close this down, Tricia.
Oh, well, good, because I got to go, so that's perfect. So, I'll let you know what happens, because I'm supposed to go down there tomorrow at 4 with my friend Diane.
Oh, please do. And if you have the opportunity.
She used to tap on Broadway, so we may not be celebrities, but, you know, there's been a lot of theater going on.
You know all the right people.
Well, yeah. I'll talk to you later.
Okey-doke. So I want to thank everybody for listening in. Especially, you can come out of the cupboard now over there in Tulsa. And Northern California and Mid-California there, San Joaquin Valley area. Thank you so much for being there. And also, Dusty, everyone who listened in today from Pennsylvania, Takim and Takim. I believe it's Takim. Everyone who called in, thank you so much. We will be back here with this drum line and want you to remember that tomorrow afternoon there is the Wild Wild Left on Blog Talk Radio with Diane G. She is certainly part of this drum line and a protest in with the Occupy. And this is a message to the media, to the mainstream media, that alternative media is basically, we're just telling the truth, we're speaking truth to power, and we're going to keep doing it. We're going to keep right up until the media transforms. So thank you for being with us. We will see you tomorrow, weekdays now, trying to keep it between 11 and 1 p.m., but I will post on the social networks. I hope you'll come over and listen. I hope you will call in. Hope you talk about what's bugging you and what you think is corrupt and what you think of what's going on. And please be aware, you don't have to agree at all. You can call in and tell me to go to H-E double hockey sticks, as they say, and I'm happy to listen to that and tell you why you're crazy, too. We're happy to do all of it. And we really do sincerely extend the invitation to everyone, even the people who think something isn't really right with what's going on. So maybe we can get a chance to say, well, see it from our side of the street. And our side of the street, it's the sunny surfing side of the street. So please come back. And this is for all of the Occupy. Right now.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see. No, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me. So darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand.
Brought to you by Roundtree 7, and that's the number 7.com. Go over and read what we've got to say about it too, will you? Hey, until tomorrow.